Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Been a while since I've been on, but I'm glad to be back. And today I have my husband with me, and we're going to just share a little word and just to give a little encouragement for what's going on in the world today, to just let the believers know and sinners and everybody know that God is still able and that God is in control, and that we just have to put our trust and faith in God. And we're going to just talk about a few scriptures tonight. We're going to come from our first scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. And it reads, "When people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, and there will be no escape." Now, this is saying, like, what's going on right now? This is, we're right where we're supposed to be according to the word of God, according to prophecy. And it says that in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3, what I just read, it says that people will be saying everything is peaceful. They're going to come along after this episode, and they're going to say, well, everything's going to be fine. Everything's died down now, and everything's going to be great and good. But the word of God tells me that when they say everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster is going to come. And suddenly, as a pregnant woman, now, I don't know if you've ever experienced labor pains, but labor pains are a very, very, very hurtful thing. I mean, there's nothing good and pleasant about a labor pain. And labor pains come in, like, waves, what I like to call waves. They come, and then they go, and they come. And when they come, they hit hard. And when they hit, it's like you get a little relief, and then as soon as you get that little second relief, boom, the pain comes back again. So the word says in 1 Thessalonians 5 or 3 that suddenly a disaster is going to be like a pregnant woman labor pains. And so, and then it said there will be no escape. This is the judgment of God. We are in the last of the last days. And the atmosphere right now is setting up. It's perfect for the upbringing of the Antichrist. Because when everybody is going to come, someone says, you know, we can make this better, we can make this easier, and we can get, I can give you peace, and everybody's going to run toward the Antichrist when our safety and security should be in Jesus Christ alone. And a lot of the Christians, some of us may be killed for our faith. I want to give my husband a chance to speak on something that maybe he wants to speak on.
Yeah, so now you're talking about for such a time as this. We're understanding what the word said, then what we at now to this point. People are walking around in fear and fearing everything, but not anchoring the word of God. Like the song they sang a long time ago, the storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If you're so not anchoring Jesus, you surely should drift away. Because people got their hope in all the wrong things and all the wrong places. It's proven right now, God is shaking the foundation, but showing people that whose side you really on. People want to say they're on the Lord's side, but when stuff start erupting, you see the true manifestation of the sons and daughters of Christ, and the ones that's not tending to be something they're not. This is a real war with God. We not come to play around. We come to tell you the truth. This is a real battle. Disciples lost their life. Jesus lost his life. We are living for Jesus Christ, and they hate Jesus Christ, the true living God. And he said in the word book of Matthew chapter 24. It's what he said. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Now, God have not given the spirit of fear, but everybody walk around fearful. It's right on point for the Christian. The Bible says it's going to come to pass. What makes you think it's not going to come to pass? What makes you think you're exempt for destruction, disaster, and going to hard times? But the Bible tells us in the word of God, if you don't suffer with me, you can't reign with me. One of the disciples of Jesus, a lot of the disciples of Jesus Christ, the prophets of the Old Testament and some of the prophets of the New Testament, they suffered greatly. They didn't have everything in the tip of their hands. They went through hardship.
Yeah.
And people rejected them. They brought the truth. They showed people love and kindness. They still reject them. So if God sent his word, that you rejected me, they're going to reject you also. So don't think you're going to escape. You say, what? Take heed that no man deceive you. And what my wife was saying, I could add on to what she's saying. I'm going to go to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. And I'm going to speak on these things as the Lord's will. Revelation chapter 12. And it said,
"And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered."
Did you say that earlier?
Yes.
"And she cried with a child, travailing in pain, in birth, and pain, and to be delivered." It says in the book of Revelation 12, "There had been appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun." It had been a great wonder. When it says a great wonder, it means it's significant. It's something important you got to keep your mind on. This is not saying something that you should ignore. You got to pay attention. This is very important information, Revelation is. And it gives include what's going on in the last evil days. It said a great appearing and a great appearing of the great wonder in heaven. Heaven is, you got to understand what the word heaven means. A lot of times people say, "Well, it's God's holy throne." Yes, we know God got a holy throne in heaven, but also the heaven could be the sky, the atmosphere, the places above you. Now, that's a heaven, too. So the heaven is talking about in the sky, not the one God holy throne at. "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, and a woman clothed with the sun." Now, when they say a great wonder, what that means? A significant, important, a wonder, amazing, a great sign going to be given. The heaven means not the sky, but the heaven above, beyond the angel and Lord Jesus Christ. We're not talking about the heaven he dwells in. We're talking about the heaven of the sky. There's something going on in the heavens. Something going on in the atmosphere. There's something in the air that is not right and is not of God.
In the second heaven.
In the second heaven. And the Bible speaks a lot of heavens. You got to understand what heaven they're talking about. Because that's how people don't study and show themselves approved. They don't understand what the Bible says when they say about heaven. "And a woman clothed with the sun." But I say the woman. Okay, what the woman represents? The woman represents the church. The church, Israel first, then the Gentiles. Church clothed with Christ. Christ died for our sins. But what it says to the Jews, the Greek, then the Gentile. God have all power. He wants to see everybody saved. Yes, he loved Jews. He was a Jew. But when you receive salvation, you are adopted in the family by the blood of Jesus Christ. You become the church. The woman represents the church in the book of Revelation chapter 12. And the sun, what does the sun represent? The sun represents clothed with the sun of righteousness. When you come to God, he'll cleanse you because you belong to the Son of God. You are joined up with Christ. The holy righteousness of God will clean you, and the Son of the Lord Jesus Christ should shine upon you. Because one thing about Lucifer, before he got kicked out of heaven, his name was Lucifer before he turned to Satan. He was an angel. And the glory light came off of him while he gave praise unto the Lord. And then he got lifted up in pride. He thought he was the light, but he forgot the light was shining on him through Jesus, through God, before Jesus came on the scene yet. But through God, the light was shining on him because he made it, created his image. He made the angels. And the light was shining on Lucifer, and he said, "Man, I'm look at me, I'm bright, I'm shining." But the light was glowing from the glory of God because he represented God. He was praising God at the time. He was a heavenly host over the heavenly choir. He was praise, a worship leader. He was one of the cherubim angels. That's what he was. Thank you, Lord. He was a cherubim angel, and he worshiped and praised God, and the light illuminated him. So we see the sun in the morning. God gave him that name. And then when he turned from God, darkness came in. When you turn from God, darkness come in. When you don't do what God says, darkness come in. There's no more light left, it's darkness. And then what? And the moon under her feet. The moon under her feet, what that means? The moon under feet is the other hand of the moon was standing above the sea and earth. The moon represents the worldly element in the kingdom. What that means is the earth, everything below, but we are, the church is above the earth, the sea, because why? We are God's bride. We are his church. And we are lifted, high lifted up because of God living inside of us. We have knowledge and wisdom, understanding, not because we're so great, because God lives in us.
Amen.
Our world is not in his home. We dwell, we yearn to be in heaven. We yearn to be with God, to praise and restore him at his holy righteous throne and give him honor with due to him. Every day, all day. That's why the moon is under the what? The earth. I mean, the earth is under the moon because the moon is high lifted up. Because why? We are the church. And the Son of God, the power of the glory light is shining upon us. And the moon, it said the moon under our feet. What does it mean? The earthly realm. We don't live according to the dictates of what they tell you. You walk in fear. Listen to TV. They tell you a vision, but God got a vision for your life.
Amen.
Television will lie to you. So when you a lot of this book of Revelation, it's symbolic language. You got to understand about Revelation because God got to give that revelation to you because our natural mind will not understand this. It was just crazy talk. What we're saying right now is crazy talk to you because you not want to be born again. You don't want to serve Jesus Christ. You don't want to hear what the prophet's saying, the real prophet and the prophetess. You would not bow the knee. You read a little dictate of the people of the world and walk in fear, and you don't know where you're going.
My God.
God give you a steady platform. God get your feet on a platform, on a concrete, and it stays that I'm going to show you which way you go. But people don't want to be chastised. You can't tell people nothing nowadays. They want to do what they want to do.
And it's so true. People want to do what they want to do. They only going to go so far. See, this is where it's going to get where the rubber meets the road. That's why the word of God says in the last days there will be a what? Great falling away. What are they going to fall away from? They're going to fall away from their faith in God. They're going to fall away from their worship, from their praise. When they was on fire for God, doing what, just excited about the word of God, excited about fellowshipping with other like-minded believers, excited about the word and being and walking in power and walking in anointing. And then as the years and the time go along, hardship come,
right.
Things come, and then you would rather listen to the lies of the devil, and you would rather walk in the world dictates, like my husband just said, you rather receive the lies of what the world say. And like what's going on around us right now, this is the best time ever for the body of Christ to come together and be praying.
Right.
Not saying, well, you know, we're going to close down the building and we just going to, you know, and that's it. Make sure you send your money, but you don't come. The devil is a lie. This is the best time ever. This is the worst mess on top of a mess I ever seen. This is the weakest jelly back church. This is not the church.
Not the church.
Because if you read the book of Acts or if you read the Bible, you will see they walked in power. They walk in authority. They walk in anointing. They lay hands on the sick. They didn't turn nobody away and say, just bring the money to the temple and
that's
you
right.
Go home. They lay hands on the sick. They cast out devils. Hallelujah. This is the best time ever that the body of Christ should be coming together, praying with each
hallelujah.
Other, shaking, praying some hell-shaking prayers, and bombarding the gates of hell. And the devil should be scared right about now. But instead,
right now.
Everybody just only thinking about themselves, only think about me and my family and making sure we got enough. And I was telling my husband just this morning, I said it came to me, I wonder how many people really did what the word said. If you see somebody that's naked or somebody that needs food and you tell them I'm praying for them and you send them away, when you have the need, when you have something that the need, you can meet their need, but then you turn them away, somebody, I'm going to pray for you. How many people have you taken, everybody going crazy over toilet paper and paper towel and all this other stuff, but have you ever thought about like the apostles did?
Yep.
Remember apostles did in the church?
Yep.
Everybody came together and brought things together, laid it at the apostles' feet, and he distributed.
So did.
They had no lack. All the saints came together. But now it's all about, me, myself, and I, me and my family, making sure we taken care of.
Right.
The church ain't coming together praying. Ain't nobody want to hear the word. Ain't nobody want to hear the truth. Don't nobody want to be corrected. Don't nobody want everybody running in fear. And ain't nobody coming together and want to just pray. Everybody, they want to be in a huddle. Like I tell my husband all the time, the days that we're in right now, where are the people that really want to pray?
Can't find none.
You can't find none. But everybody can go get in their own little huddle of weak-kneed, jelly-backed people knowing you're not mature in the word of God, knowing you're not mature in the things of God, and it's the blind leading the blind because everybody in there is catering to their feelings. Everybody in there is just going the same way, no power, no anointing, no authority, no nothing. And that's what people are comfortable in being around. They don't want to be around real prophets, not knowing that, hey, that's where your safety is. That's where you should. Those are the people you should be coming together with. Those are the people you should want to come together with.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like you're saying about the church. And now in the book of Revelation 12, I'm going to make sure you get a clear understanding. The woman represents the church. This is the woman represents the church. And when I'm talking about the Son, it's the divine, supernatural light of the world because Jesus lives inside us. We humble ourselves unto God, and he will exalt us in due time. So we the light of the earth, so we above what they thinking and what they feel in the natural mind, but we got a power that's is past our understanding.
Yes.
It will give you joy in the midst of sorrow.
Yes. It
will give you peace in the midst of your... We are the church. Like I said, we are the church.
Yes.
Why we can't come together? Why we can't pray? The woman represents the church. A power of God that we are the light of the world that cannot be hid.
Yes.
We are the light. And we shine bright, and we rise up against what? The earthly. We rise more than the earthly nature or the earthly thinking because we are spiritual minded.
Yeah.
We are Christ-like. And divine means God-like characteristics. God said, let's make man in our image, in our likeness.
Yes.
You got to be a part of God. You got to have salvation. You must be born again.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you're not born again, this is what we're saying right now. It's a whole different language to you.
Exactly.
But my wife said, but it's time is now. Come on in. Such a time as this. Salvation is here. Jesus'
yes.
arms open. Come receive him. Get blessed. Get saved. Get delivered. Get filled with the fire and the Holy
yes.
Spirit.
Yes, and the harvest is ripe right now. This is the best time for us to stand up and be preaching the gospel. But everybody's so wrapped up in walking in fear when they're supposed to be walking in faith. And everybody's so wrapped up and running here and there, making sure my family got Israel, my family got paper towel, bump everybody else, long as me and mine's taken care of. And you know what? That's selfish. That's
yeah.
not of God.
Not
and
God.
When you and when it come down to it, and ain't nobody coming together and pray. I was telling someone this morning, and well, earlier today, it made me cry this morning. I remember being when I first got saved over 20 some years ago, going to the church and having my pillow and blanket, and we was in there. The mothers was praying.
Hallelujah.
The mothers was casting out devils. Bless God. We were getting purged. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We were getting healed. We were getting delivered. And now, at this off the time right now, when the power of God want to flow through us with his power, we shut ourselves off and isolate ourselves.
Like I said, is that the church? The church nowadays, it's a joke. It's not. It's not showing God-like characteristics. And not showing the glory of God, and not showing the peace of God, not showing the love of God, long suffering. These are the fruit of the Spirit. You don't have these fruits, you're not of God. You got to bear fruit. God don't bear anger, hatred, all this evil things that people are doing, calling themselves Christians. Anybody say I'm a Christian, but nobody want to live holy.
Amen.
It's not hard. Just make your mind up. You're going to go through hardship. No, it's not an easy walk. I'm going to let you know right now. It's not an easy walk. I'd rather suffer through Christ than die and go to hell not serving him and not knowing him who he really is.
Amen. And I'm going to say this week, time is winding down. You know, it's a shame and a disgrace before God, me and my husband, just before we got on here. And I told him, I said, it's a shame and a disgrace before God. You looking around, everybody want to call you for prayer, or everybody want to call you or depend on you for their spiritual nourishment or whatever, and that's all. That's good, fine, and dandy. We can help each other. But when are you going to put your big girl and big man underwear on? Step up.
Step up.
But see, now that the battle done got hot, everybody backing up.
Yep.
Everybody backing up. I want peace in my home. So because my spouse may not be saved, to keep peace, I just keep my mouth closed. I just be quiet, or my family ain't saved, or people ain't talking to me. Things getting hard over here. I just back up. I just be quiet. I just calm down, not knowing that you are grieving the Holy Spirit
That's right.
and you're rebelling against God. I'm not going to let nobody and nothing carry me to hell.
And the Bible say what? If you not, what do you want to say? You represent me down here, I'm going to represent you.
Yeah.
If you deny me before men, I will deny you for my Father in heaven. This is scripture. And people, there's too many cowards here. We got too many cowards. Nobody want to pray. Everybody wants to see what you do. And then when you start doing it, they want to shun you because you too holy, you too righteous. But don't you want to be holy? The Bible says for all of you, the saints of God, must walk upright, not saying filthy things out of our mouth, not having a lifestyle which Christ-like, we have bearing fruit, and people see the light that shine to us because we dwell in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But now my wife says, yep, like she said, we're bagging away because it's getting rough now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to suffer. You're going to suffer anyway, whether you like it or not.
They want to huddle in little groups where people got the same mindset they got. They not going anywhere. They murmuring, crying, and complaining. They headed into a ditch instead of coming to the truth. Something that's gonna take that sword and cut everything unlike God out of them. The cut is too deep, LaShonda. I got to back away. The cut is too deep. But I'm like this. Cut everything unlike you out of me, God. I won't run from your word. I won't run from your correction. Hallelujah. Use whoever you want to use to cut everything unlike you. Because some things LaShonda may not see in myself.
Only God knows.
And my husband may see something in me. Somebody else may see something in me. Cut it out. God, thank you for showing it to me. I didn't know it was there. But cut it out, Lord Jesus, because I don't want no parts of it. So I pray that something that we said today let you know that, look, this is the harvest is ripe. This is the best time ever. Come to Jesus Christ.
Now.
Give him your life. Give him your heart.
Right
give
now.
Him your body. Give him your soul. Hallelujah. And get filled with the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can go out here and be a witness for him.
Yes, we can teach you the word. Yes, ain't nothing wrong with teaching the word to you. But it's best if you have a relationship with Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. You need that relationship.
Know him for yourself. And nobody can tell you that you know for yourself that Jesus Christ saved to live your soul and you have a special experience. God used prophets and prophetesses to speak the word to you, but that's confirmation. You already know. Sometimes, well, all the time, you got to accept it for yourself.
Amen.
Every man seek his own soul salvation. Show yourself, study, and prove in the word of God, to be anchored in the word of God. People depend on people too much. They depend on government. They depend on the president. They depend on that person, my mama, my daddy. What would Jesus come in the picture? There's no room for Jesus. The real Jesus Christ in there. Because when he come in, he's going to change your life around.
Amen.
He's going to take some things out of you. You want to take it out.
Yes. He's going to make you be real with yourself.
That's right.
You're going to see yourself. And then he's going to have a choice. You can either allow him to purge you of that spirit and be delivered and healed, or you can sit there and keep lying to yourself, talking about you okay, and God got this. God ain't got nothing because you ain't gave it to him, and you're going to stay stuck. But I just like to say, while time is winding up, that there is going to come something else after this virus.
So
and if you ain't ready, if you ain't rooted and grounded in the word of God and in the things of God, and let me tell you this, for you all that's listening under the sound of my voice,
Hallelujah.
You can't do this by yourself.
That's
you can't
right.
be no long range and isolate yourself. Because let me tell you something. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling yourself. You cannot isolate yourself. And you can yoke up with unbelievers and with people that's immature in the word like you, and you won't make it in these last and evil days. You're just not going to make it. It's about to come something upon this earth right after this. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, when people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, disaster will fall on them suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pain begin, and there will be no escape. So get ready for whatever. After this virus leaves, yes, people putting on Facebook, this too shall pass. Yeah, it's going to pass, and something else coming right along.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that woman with them labor pains. It's coming right behind, and it no more comfortability, says the Lord.
Like I said before, Matthew 24, the first verse, Jesus saying to them, take heed that no man deceive you. We so put our trust in so much in man that he got all the answers. Jesus Christ is the answer. His word is the answer. Prayer is the answer. Man don't have the answer this
Amen.
Time. Man can't save you this time. This is all you in or out. A soldier or a coward. God looking for soldiers.
Amen.
He wants you to stand. Woman of God, man of God, stand, take your place. And know who you are in Christ Jesus. And put the full armor of God on, because you're going to need it in the last evil days.
Amen. Can you pray us out?
Yes. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, for your power, your anointing right now,
thank
Lord,
you,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Lord, for the sound, the people hear the sound of our voice on this.
Thank you, Lord.
Talk Blog Radio, Lord. That's going to be touched by the word of God. That's anointing touch them right now, Lord, in the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
If they are not saved and part of their sin, let them know, Lord, you want to have fellowship with them, have a relationship with them. Touch
yes,
them right
Lord.
Now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you right now for the mindset that want to praise your holy name. Give your name praise and glory and honor.
Yes,
you.
Lord.
You are a powerful God, a mighty God,
yes,
an awesome
Lord.
God, everlasting, ever living with power, resurrection
yes,
power.
Lord.
Will never die, will live forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your word is alive. You are alive. We believe in you, Jesus.
Yes,
the
Lord.
The blood of St. Bernard covers our multitude of sins. You set us free, Lord. You sanctified us. You kept us.
Yes,
you bring
Lord.
Us out of the
thank you,
song,
Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy. The Lord rebuke you, Satan.
In the name
we
of Jesus Christ.
Angels, you bind up in the name of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against the people that listen to this broadcast. We shall not prosper. Faith shall be delivered. Right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord. Anybody sick, we bind us
in the name of Jesus.
Everybody got deaf yes. ears and blind. We open their eyes. Open
in
their
the
ears.
Name of
in the name of Jesus. So receive the word of God.
In the name of
receive
Jesus
salvation. The time is now, the heart is right.
Yes.
Such a time as this. Receive salvation. Receive the blessing of God and be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying.
Well, I thank God for you all, for everybody that's under the sound of our voice that listened to this broadcast. I pray that something that was said helped you to grow and mature in your walk with the Lord. If you would ever like to speak with myself or my husband, you can contact us on Facebook, or either you can contact us by email. My email is LaShonda, LaShanda, Williams, WILLIAMS. 907@gmail.com.
Yes, my name is Jake Williams. My email is 111@gmail.com. If you want to leave comments or on a call talk, leave a message in my email. I'll be glad to return your message or call you on. How you want to do it, it's up to you. We don't pressure nobody. We're here for you if you want to talk. If you don't, it's fine too. We'll still pray for you. You want a prayer request? Making me known to her email, what she did, my wife said, and I said. Can contact my email. We'd be glad to touch and agree with you. But when you come to us, you must believe.
Amen.
When you come here, you say, oh, I want you to pray for me, but hopefully you might answer. I don't know. No, you got to know. Because this time, it's for real. It should have been for real from the get-go, but this time it's for real. You saved or you're not. Because time lining up. Jesus soon to return. I know they said it for years, but we are in the last days. Look around you. See what's going on. You see what's going on.
Hallelujah.
But you still will not turn to a Savior that can save your soul, to clean you. Come to Jesus before it's too late.
Amen.
Because time lining up. We don't have long here. I don't know how long we're going to be here, but it's not going to be long. Look how things going. Look how months going. Look how weeks going. People leaving here not knowing Christ. So I pray. You make it in. I hope you all be ready because Jesus is soon to return.
Amen. You all have a blessed, prosperous evening.